Welcome back to Jim Darden Field here in Golden, Colorado. The Ord Eagles would start off this ninth inning with a pitching change. Nate Olinger comes in from left field to replace Clark Martin. Colorado Christian's Brendan Mita will be leading off the top half of the ninth for the Cougars. Mita is 1-for-3 on the day and now faces the 6'2" lefty Olinger. Olinger comes set. And the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Olinger leads this Mines team with a 3.16 ERA coming into this ninth game of the season. The 0-1. Fastball inside for a ball. Count now even at one. Olinger also has the team lead in strikeouts with 24. The big lefty can be imposing there from the mound. The 1-1 delivery. Off speed on the outside corner for a strike. Count now 1-2. And he steps in, double taps the plate. The 1-2. Off speed outside for a ball, bringing the count to 2-2. Mita has struck out today and also been hit by a pitch, looking to get on for the second time of the game. And that pitch is going to be inside. Check swing. First base umpire says no, he did not go. Count now 3-2. Olinger walking back to the mound. It was a cloudy day for a while here in Golden, but clouds have kind of dispersed. Now a little bit of sun creeping through over North Table Mesa as Olinger steps back on the rubber. Count full. The pitch, fastball, check swing, called for a strike. So that's going to take out Brendan Amita on this check swing strikeout. Now that'll bring up DH Jerry Gallegos. Jerry Gallegos is 2-for-5 with 2 strikeouts. Last year, Olinger was a first-team All-RMAC pitcher for this Mines team. The first pitch. Fastball outside for a ball. Gallegos looking to get something going here in this top half of the ninth. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside. Count now 1-1. Gallegos, the lefty. The 1-1. That pitch is going to be driven up to second base. Stopped on the play by Bevin. Bevin throws it over, but just out of the reach of Jace Seltzer. And Gallegos is going to reach on an infield hit. So Gallegos getting aboard in this top half of the ninth. That's going to bring up Pete McWilliams.
Get a hold of it, Pete.
McWilliams. First baseman is 1-for-5 on the day. Right-handed batter. Olinger has been very good at inducing ground balls this season, hoping to do one here to get the Ore Diggers out of the inning. First pitch, fastball outside for a ball. Count 1-0. Olinger straddling the rubber. Looking at home. Now comes set, checks first. The 1-0 pitch, inside fastball for a ball. Just brushed McWilliams off the plate a little bit. McWilliams trying to move Gallegos over and Olinger doing his best to get Mines out of this inning. The pitch, and that ball is going to be fouled up and over the backstop. Going to bring the count to 2-1. Olinger again straddling the rubber. Guy goes with a very short lead at first. Olinger sets the 2-1. And that's going to be driven to left field. And that is going to be caught on the play by Cody Marvel as he gets under that for the second out of this top half of the ninth inning. And now right fielder Austin Ackerson is approaching the batter's box. His sack fly back in the first inning brought in Brendan Hasselberg for the first run of the game. Again, we have another left on left with Ackerson going against Olinger. The pitch, And that's going to be on the outside corner for a strike. Count 0-1. Wenger's battery mate is Griffin Jones. Called a good game behind the plate. Wenger sets. And the 0-1 is going to be outside for a ball with the fastball. Wenger walking back to the mound, checking it out. Ackerson was hit by a pitch in his second plate appearance. Carl Christian looking to get the first win in the RMAC division today versus the Ore Diggers, and that pitch is going to be outside for a ball, bringing the count to 2-1. But it was a rough day for Tommy Rogers, who allowed 2 runs in 2 innings for this Colorado School of Mines pitching staff. Wenger, 2-1 delivery, and a swing and a miss on the off-speed pitch. It's going to bring the count to 2-2. Ackerson stepping back in the box. Takes a couple practice swings. Wenger's 2-2 delivery. That's going to be swung on and missed for the third out of the inning. So no damage done with Gallegos getting to first. Colorado Christian leads 2-0 over Colorado School of Mines. We'll take a quick break here on the RMAC Network. Ryan Raza comes back on to the pitching mound for Colorado Christian, and he has been nothing but spectacular today. He has allowed only 1 hit and struck out 9 today. John Howard will be pinch hitting for Daniel Cerulla. Howard hoping to jump start this bottom half of the ninth. Howard with a very Jeff Bagwell-like stance in the batter's box. The pitch from the righty Erazo. Fastball outside for ball one. Howard is a 313 hitter on the year as he steps back into the box. Erazo sets, delivers, and that one is going to get the outside corner for a strike. Count now 1-1. Erazo hoping to get his 3rd win of the season and be the 7th win for the Cougars on the year. Erazo's 1-1. Inside for a ball, just brushing off Howard. 2-1 is the count.
Let's go, Raz. Dig deep.
Erazo, for the game, has been absolutely dominated, just finding the strike zone all over. And that pitch is going to be hit to left field, and that will be a base hit, putting John Howard on first base to start out this 9th inning for Colorado School of Mines.
Now pitching number 32.
So Erazo's been pretty dominant, allowing his 2nd hit of the game to John Howard as he just put a little one out into left field, getting him on first base. And it's going to bring up Caleb Thomas. Thomas on the year. He's a 303 batter and looking to get another pinch hit as he steps up to the plate. Another lefty going against the righty Erazo. Erazo checks over first. Fastball off the plate for a ball. Caleb Thomas steps back in the box, taps home plate. Erazo leaning over that left leg from the stretch. The 1-0 delivery. And that ball is going to be driven to right center field. And that is going to be another single. So the first 2 guys on for this Colorado School of Mines team. Looking to get something going here late in the 9th, trying to tie up the ball game. They got the 2 runners on to do it, and that is going to bring up A.J. Schillinger to the plate. A.J. Schillinger will be pinch hitting as well. No outs. So A.J. Schillinger hoping to at least move over the runners as skipper Greg, Misurino is going to come out and speak with Erazo, and we will also have a runner change. Joe Pop will now come in for Caleb Thomas, so a little bit more speed on the base paths. Erazo and Misurino trying to figure out how they want to go about attacking A.J. Schillinger. We will take a quick break here from Golden, Colorado. Welcome back. Ryan Erazo and the skipper had their little chat as A.J. Schillinger steps into the box, pinch hitting for Cody Marvel. Runners at first and second with no outs. Joe Pop in at first base. John Howard at second. Look for Schillinger a good contact hitter to try putting a bunt down and at least move the runners over as he squares up. And a bunt down third base, that's going to do it. That is going to move the runners over. And Chillinger is going to be thrown out at first base. So runners now at second and third. And that is going to bring up Nate Olinger. Nate Olinger, who came in for pitch relief at the top half of the ninth. Big lefty is going to step into the box. A guy you have to watch out for. Looking to just get one of these runs. If not, a base hit can get two in to tie the game up. With good speed at second in Joe Pop. Erazo has been absolutely dominating until this bottom half of the ninth, where things have started to unravel as he peers over his left knee. Comes set. The pitch to Olinger. And that ball is driven deep to right center. And that ball is gone. That is going to be a home run for Nate Olinger. A walk-off home run for the Colorado School of Mines. Colorado School of Mines, Nate Olinger with a three-run homer, giving the final score a 3-2 victory over Colorado Christian in a sweep over the weekend series. You got to hand it to them. They fought back till the very end to get this victory. 3-2, Colorado School of Mines wins over Colorado Christian. Thank you for watching here on RMAC TV. I'm Josh Toll.